Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this service this morning. And we thank you for everyone that is here, because you have a reason for bringing us all here today. And we know, Lord, that you have a great work that you have planned in our lives. And we thank you because your will be fulfilled in our lives, in Jesus' name. Now we pray this morning that you will glorify yourself in the message of the Lord, and let the word of God dwell richly in our hearts this morning and bring us joy and deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I feel, you know, the Lord in here this morning. And I just feel, you know, the compassion of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You know, I just, you know, it's like a feeling, you know. I just feel the compassion of the Lord is really, really wonderful this morning. And I have a message that I'm going to preach, and I'm going to start here today. Let's see if we can't pull down some strongholds. Amen? Amen. So pulling down strongholds, that's what we're going to do here this morning. Before I get into that message, I want to read the authority that I have. You know, you say, by which, you know, one time they asked Jesus, by what authority you do these things? Because Jesus, he asked them back a question. You know, sometimes some people say, why do you ask, you know? I like to answer questions with a question sometimes, because Jesus used to do that. You know, so, and he asked them back a question, but, you know, his authority was not from man. Amen? Praise God. So let me first of all establish the authority by which I bring this message here this morning. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That's in Isaiah chapter 61. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now that's not only me. That's everyone that believes it. You know, if you have the power of the Spirit of God in you. You know, but I know it in my life, you know, because he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted here this morning. You know, I mean, it's brokenness, heaviness, and all of that in here this morning. But the Lord is going to take care of it. Because I can just feel, it's like a river of his boundless love just flowing this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, yes, and to proclaim liberty to the captives. The opening of the prison to them that are bound. That's right. So we're going to be doing that here this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'm going to read from verses 3 through 6. This is the text this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and starting at verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. In other words, we are not, you know, our battle is not in the flesh. Amen? Our battle is not in the flesh. Somebody. You know, no matter what crisis and battles you're going through today, our battle is really not in the flesh. Now, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not, you know, the armor of flesh. Because that can't get anything done. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen, somebody? Yes. And casting down imaginations. You know, the Bible says, why do the people imagine a vain thing? Well, why does the enemy imagine a vain thing against you and your family? Well, because he wants to destroy it. Because the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life, and that in abundance. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God in your life or in the life of your loved ones. Amen. That's right. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we are going to do that this morning. Well, Christ has already done that. We're going to implement it, enforce it. We're going to show you also how to do it. We're going to expose some of these strongholds this morning. Amen. Praise God. You know, the devil, he likes to, you know, hide and so forth. He doesn't like to be exposed, you know. But we're going to expose him this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to get him out of the house and out of your life and out of the life of your loved ones and so forth. Because, you know, Jesus is our Lord. And we belong to him. And we don't belong to the devil. None of, you know, amen. Praise God. And having in a readiness to avenge all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled. Jeremiah chapter 1. And verse 10. You know, here's how we're going to do it this morning. This is what the Lord told Jeremiah himself. You know, the Lord told him this when he called him. He said, "See, I have set you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms." And he's going to tell him the way to get the job done. First, you have to root out some things. Then you have to pull down some strongholds. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you have to destroy some things. And you have to throw some things down. You've got to do these four things before you can build and before you can plant. First, you have to root out. You know, we're not going to trim it on the leaves. No, we're going to pull it out from the root. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah, you can weed the grass and just cut it off and so forth at the top, but it's not grow again. Now today we are going to the root. And we're going to pull it out. Amen. We're going to pull down everything, you know, praise God. Hallelujah. And then we're going to destroy the works of the devil, because Jesus already did that. We're going to enforce that. We're going to throw down everything that the devil has raised up. Hallelujah. Then we are going to establish peace like a river. Hallelujah. That's right. Because the Lord said, "Great shall be the peace of your children." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, how many of you are ready for that this morning? Are you ready? You ready to walk? You ready to walk on lightnings and stones of fire here this morning? Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, we have the authority. We have the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to do these things. And we're going to do that this morning. Praise God. But let me tell you a story before I do all of that. You know, there was this man in the Bible, and you can read his story, you know, in Judges chapter 13 and so on. His name was called Samson. How many of you ever heard his story? Samson? You know, it's kind of like, you might say Incredible Hulk or something, you know, because, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he was something else. Amen? Well, one day, I'm not going to get into all of his story because, you know, not all of it is exactly interesting, but, you know, the part that I want to talk about today is a part when one day, finally, you know, he leaned on two pillars that supported the house where all the kings and so forth, you know, they were there, and so they were making mockery of him, all his enemies and so forth, because he had lost his, you know, his power. You know, of course, you know, we know how he was deceived and everything like that, you know. And then finally, you know, when he leaned against these two posts that had all that was supporting this house and where everybody was sitting at, and he just pulled everything down. Praise God. So let me read that with you, for you right here. You know, you can read all about the story of Samuel in Judges 13 through about 17 chapters. But I'm going to read from 13 through about 16. I'm going to read from Judges chapter 16 right now. I'm just going to read from verse 28. Or I should start from verse 26. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me, I pray thee, to feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. These were the enemies. You know, and they were on the roof about them, 3,000 men and women, which beheld Samson. You know, they made mockery of him because, you know, they had plucked out his eyes and so forth. And so they were just teasing him, and he was going around blinded and so forth. And, you know, he was entertaining them, really. So he told this young boy, he said, look, you know, I just need to rest a little bit, you know. He had a plan in his mind, but he said, I need to rest a little bit, you know, just take me over here and let me lean on the. And in those days, they had these, you know, the houses were supported by some beams, and, you know, they had some pillars in the middle of the house. And he said, just take me to the middle and let me lean. I need to rest a little bit, he told the guy. So he took him over to the pillars, you know, and Samson called upon the Lord in verse 28 and said, Lord, remember thee, me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, one more time. Hallelujah. That I may avenge myself of, you know, these Philistines for plucking out my eyes. You know, and Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon the house, which the house stood, and was borne up, and one right hand on the one, and one on the left hand, and Samson just bowed himself, and with all his might, he pulled down all those strongholds. My goodness. And he destroyed all of them all. And the Bible says in verse 30, the last part, you know, so the dead which he slew at his death were even more than those which he slew in his lifetime. You know, but he did pull down all those strongholds. All at once he pulled them down. Praise the Lord. Well, in pulling it down, the strongholds, of course he died, you know, because of some disobedience along the way and so forth. But, you know, that's not the part that I want to focus on. Because, you know, we are pulling down these strongholds and we are now going to die. Amen? Because Jesus already won the battle for us. But we are going to pull down all the strongholds. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let me tell you, you know, let me try to make sure that we understand that God wants us to be at peace. And then some of these strongholds, and I'm going to define them in a minute, some of these strongholds bring anxiety, and, you know, they prevent you from living the full life. Amen? They just prevent you from living the full life, you know. But here is a promise. I'm going to give you this right away, and then I'm going to get into the, you know, the serious part of this message. In Isaiah chapter 54, I'm going to read verses 13 and 14. And we're going to see that the Lord wants to give us victory from oppression, from fear, and all of these things. Isaiah 54 and 13, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And somebody say amen to that. Amen. Hello, church. Amen. I don't know if you are not with me this morning. I said, all of your children shall be taught of the Lord. Amen. And great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and thou shalt be far from terror, because it shall not come near thee. Hallelujah, somebody. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you how these strongholds start. You know, they start with a little thing, you know. It's a little thing, you know. Of many, many strongholds that are keeping people from living the full life and getting the full benefits of the life that Jesus wants us to live. And it starts small. You know, that's why the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and 27, it said, neither give place to the devil. Because once you give a little place, now, you know, I'll give you an example, you know, for young people and so forth like that. You know, let me put it to you this way. The vices and the different things, and we're talking about some of them in a minute, the vices and the different things that people get themselves into, you know, it doesn't just boomerang all in one day. It starts small. You know, people try a little cigarette, a little alcohol, a little this, and a little that, and something that they shouldn't be messing with, And the next thing you know, amen? That's right. It's also like the spirit of fornication. You know, they try a little here and a little there. The next thing you know, it becomes a stronghold. It's the same thing with all of the vices, you know, everything that is evil. You know, there's demon powers. Amen, people?
Amen.
There's demon powers, you know, there's pornography, there's all these evil things. You know, it starts little, you know, a little thing, a little here and a little there and so forth. The next thing you know, it takes a stronghold. Sin is the same way. Disobedience is the same way. You know, even fear is the same way. You know, people have a little, you know, and then it begins to, you know, get a grip. And then there's so many things, and gradually it takes a stronghold. And once it takes a stronghold, my goodness, you know, it takes the power of God to snap that. But I tell you what, the power of the Lord is present here this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. The power of our Lord is present. And you know, sometimes also when people do not rejoice in the truth of God's word, when they don't stay in the truth, so I'm getting into some of these strongholds right now. The first one, you know, stronghold that I want to talk about is when people believe a lie. So I'm going to talk about some spiritual strongholds, and I'm going to talk about some physical and some other strongholds, mental strongholds and so on. People believe a lie because when they knew the truth of God, they refused to stay in the truth. So God gave them up to delusion so that they should believe a lie. Now that's a stronghold, you know, and that's it. You know, and it's so pervasive in the churches today. When I say churches, everywhere, they have believed a lie. They have believed a delusion. You know, and many of them go shouting on, and they're just shouting on for nothing. They are already deceived. They have believed a lie. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verses 21 and 28, that when they knew God, they acknowledged Him not as God. You know, and so forth. So God gave them up to believe a lie. You know, and then they began to do things that are strange, you know, within themselves. You know, even you find men walking that which is unseemly with men, women with women, and so forth like that. You know, today, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. And even the churches are full of homosexuality these days, and all of this, and it becomes a stronghold. You say, well, why are you preaching like this? Because some people might listen to this message when we put it on the internet. Amen? And they might need deliverance. You know, so we got to preach the word of God. You know, and they don't believe those, they don't believe the truth of God, so God gave them up to a lie. The same thing is going to happen at the end. That's how people will get deceived. And it's already happening now into the Antichrist system. You know, some people think that the Antichrist is just one person and so forth. Well, he is one person, but it is his system that is deceiving the so-called Christians. You know, and they are already deceived into those lukewarm systems of churches. See? Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, you know, we read that, you know, because they did not want the truth of God, God will give them over to believe a lie and a strong delusion so that they will be deceived. Now, so we see that, you know, that is a stronghold of place, a place of darkness in spiritual things, when people believe a lie. Well, but it starts with a little lie. Amen? How many of you know it starts with a little lie? In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1. Now, the serpent was one of the most subtle, you know, beings and so forth, you know, and he was very sly, you know. And he came to Eve and said, hey, mama, you will be wise if you eat from the tree. You know, and he said, if God say that, you know, like, and all he needed was just a little twisting of the word of God, you know, and the next thing she fell for it, you know, and before we know it, you know, look what happened. You need to stay with the word of God. Amen, amen somebody? Amen. Stay with the real word of God. Don't go to the left. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, and so that's how delusion starts. It starts with a little thing, you know. And then the next thing she knows, she said, and then he said, well, you know, you're not really going to die. Come on. Of course, God knew that if you eat this thing, or do this thing over here, you know, then you're going to be wise like the gods and so forth like that. God didn't want to share that knowledge with you. You know, he wants to be the only wise God. How many of you remember that same old devil had that same saying before at one time? That I will be like the Most High. He's not going to be the only God. You know, that's not told, you know, use the same tactics on Eve over there that he used on some angels back before. You know, to get them to rebel against God. You know, but he started small, though, just a little lie, just a little twisting, a little here. A little leaven. Leavening the whole lump. Come on, people. It's a little leaven. All you need to do is just put a little leaven. When you mix that flour, just put a little leaven in it. You know, and then it leavens the whole lumps, you know. So that's how it starts, you know. And then unbelief creeps in. Fear and anxiety. That's also another stronghold. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18, if you want to turn with me, I'm going to read that. Because this is a stronghold that many people are dealing with today. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. We're going to find out that fear is a thing that brings torment. Amen? Amen? There is no fear in law, but perfect law casteth out fear. You know, so, because fear has torment. And he that is fearful, see, has not been made perfect in law. You know, and the Bible says, you say fearful, you say, how can that be a torment? It is a torment, because the devil will use that instead of you to be believing God. He's going to use you, you know, bring the fear for you to believe all kinds of imaginations. You know, remember, casting down imaginations. The devil will bring imagination to your mind of all the things that are going to happen because of the present crisis or the present things and so forth like that. But remember, we have the power through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible warns us that, look, let's not be fearful. Let's not go down that road, because in Revelation 21 and verse 8, we are told that the fearful and the abominable. Amen? Neither the fearful, nor the abominable, nor fornicators, nor adulterers, nor liars. None of these people will have their part in the kingdom of God, but they shall have their part in the lake of fire. Wow. You say that's strong. Well, it is in the Bible. Revelation 21 and verse 8. You may read it yourself. You want to put that scripture up, Revelation 21 verse 8, and let everybody see that God has no place, you know, for that spirit of fear, that spirit of unbelief, and that spirit of you know, fornication, adultery, murders, and all of those things. You know, they are all put together. Whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars, and so on. They all go together, you know, along with the fearful and the abominable. And God doesn't want us to do that. Now, the various addictions and vices that we have in our lives start from sin and unbelief of God's word. You know, and there is a whole chapter that Paul uses to describe this. Well, a lot of people read Romans chapter 7, some part of it, to their own destruction. You know, just like Peter said, where he said there are some things that Paul wrote that people wrestle to their own destruction. Well, this chapter here is one that people read to their own destruction, because they think that that's the way that they should be. No. You know, and I'm going to read it to you this morning and tell you about all of the addictions and the vices and the strongholds that the Spirit of God was talking about Paul that we will be dealing with in our natural mind. But he's telling us that we should elevate beyond that. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Now, Romans chapter 7. I'm going to read a few verses starting at verse 15. Romans chapter 7. And verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. For that which I would, That I do not. But that which I hate, that I do. Now, what is that saying? Let me start right there. And so, what is that saying? He's saying that, look, so, you know, here is what a stronghold is. A stronghold is something that you already know that is wrong, that you shouldn't be doing, but you do it anyhow. Because you seem powerless. You're drawn into it. Hello, everybody? You still with me? You know within yourself, you know within your conscience, that this is wrong. But somehow, you do it anyway. And then you know what you should do, but you don't do it. Amen? Every believer knows they should be prayerful, you know, but prayerlessness is a great stronghold in the church today. How many of you are still with me? People don't pray, you know. Oh yeah. They don't spend time praying and so forth like that, you know. And then, all of a sudden, a calamity strikes, you know. Because we don't spend time in praying, you know. So you know that you should pray, but you don't pray. You know some things that you shouldn't do, but you do them anyway. Why? Because you are still walking in the flesh. Come on, somebody. And you need to walk in the spirit. No more in the flesh. If then I do that which I would not, see, he's talking about, you know, how the Lord brings out all of these things in us. You know, the Lord helps to condemn us so that we can look unto Christ for deliverance. And then he says in verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, take notice of that in case you're, you know, some people read this upside down, in my flesh that dwelleth no good thing. That's this flesh, because this flesh is carnal. Amen? So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, but we are not in the flesh, as long as we are walking in the Spirit of God. Amen? Now, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I don't know. I can't find it. For the good that I would, I do not. And the evil which I would not, that I do. So he's, you know, he's describing this sinful human nature. Now this is not the nature of the one that has been regenerated. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. My little children, let no man deceive you. He that walketh righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Hallelujah, somebody. 1 John chapter 3 and verses 7, 8 and 9. And for this reason, Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. He that is born of God does not commit sin. Hello? Praise God. You know, so, you know, we shouldn't be living in sin and saying, you know, well, let grace abound and all of that. That's nonsense. You know, the scepter of his throne is the scepter of righteousness. You cannot even begin to even come close to the kingdom of God without righteousness. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, let's read a little further about this. You know, he says, verse 21, then I find a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. He's talking about in my flesh, remember. You know, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. See, the inward man, you know, the Bible says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The inward man wants to do the right thing, but your flesh makes you to go after the wrong thing. Now, that's a stronghold. See, so he said, well, I see another law that's working in my members, warring against the law of my mind. So the law of the mind, you know, the spirit of God is in your mind. You know what's right and so forth, you know. But then the law of captivity of sin is in my members, he said. Well, so that's why you have to mortify. Hallelujah, somebody. You got to mortify your members that are upon the earth. You know, fornication, adultery, and evil concupiscence, and all of these things, lying, backbitings, gossips, and unbelief, and bitterness one towards another. You got to mortify all the deeds of the flesh. He said, well, oh wretched man that I am. Well, he's talking about in my flesh. Remember, in my flesh. And he explained that. No good thing in my flesh. In verse 18. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Well, the answer is in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, was it a future thing that Jesus Christ our Lord would deliver us? Was it a future thing? Did Jesus hang upon the cross and did he say, it is finished? Hello? It
is finished,
he said, upon the cross. Hallelujah. He already finished it, because the word of prophecy went before in Genesis and said, you know, this seed of the serpent will definitely bruise the heel of the seed of the woman, but the seed of the woman will bruise his head. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, Jesus did bruise the head of the serpent. Praise God. Now we got to walk in the victory. We got to walk in newness of life. You know, so you say, well, you know, all of these things, every walk of the flesh that the Bible describes in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, those walks of the flesh can eventually become strongholds. They start out as little, a little lie, a little disobedience. Now, some of you children, you know, a little disobedience, you know. Amen? You know, when the parents say do something, you say no. You know, it starts with a little disobedience. And prayer soon becomes a stronghold until the Bible says children of disobedience. You know, so they're already categorized as doomed unless they repent. You know, something starts small. You know, a little television. A little too much television. A little too much video gaming. Amen?
Amen.
The next thing, you know, a little too much. Now, instead of doing the whole work, now it's video game. And then it's more of that. And then it's more of that. And pretty soon it becomes a stronghold. Hello?
Yeah.
It becomes a stronghold. And every stronghold, you know, strongholds are not necessarily all things that are evil to begin with. You know, I mean, playing a video game may not be necessarily evil to begin with. Of course, it is. Depends on the kind of video game. And most of those video games are demonic. Hello?
Amen.
And I want to challenge all the parents that are in here this morning. And most of those video games that your kids are playing, all those things that they are watching, most of them are demonic. And I don't want any devils on any screens on my house. Do you? Amen? Praise God. In fact, many of the movies that they are releasing today, they are from the pit of hell. All you see is dead people and ghosts and all of these things. And so I don't watch it. I see the advertisements on TV, you know. And those demon spirits, they are getting into people. People are beginning to act just like that. Amen? But some of these cartoons and so forth like that, you know, so some of these kids, they're watching up of these cartoons, they start behaving like that.
Right.
Pretty soon they disobey their parents, because that's what they see in all these stupid cartoons that they watch on TV. And even some of the older folks and so forth, you watch enough of this Hollywood lifestyle, pretty soon you begin to be like that. Hello?
Amen.
Maybe a little strong here this one, but I've got to preach the word of God, so help me God. Jesus Christ is our example. Praise God. Not some Hollywood thing or so forth, and all this thing, you know, lifestyle. You see, these people are suffering, they are crying out for help, and they are bound that they don't know what they do, and they come out with glamour and so forth. People think that that's that glamour. I would not give anything to be in their shoes.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You know, and if you glorify those things that they do, Bible says, you know, here's what the Bible says. He said, look, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And I'm reproving them here this morning.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, so you don't copy anything of any of that stuff that you see on TV, you know. Praise God. You know, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
That's a good testimony, isn't it?
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to be able to say that also. Follow me as I follow Christ. Don't do any of those things, you know, and so forth. Lest it becomes a stronghold. A little here, a little there, and so forth. And the next thing you know, these things begin to get a hold of you. There are many other things that become a stronghold in our lives. You know, unforgiveness is one of the greatest strongholds in people's lives. How many of you know that?
Amen.
You know, it starts with a little unforgiveness. You know, you want to get some, you know, because, you know, somebody, you know, but the Lord did say, vengeance is mine. I will repay, said the Lord. You know, but, you know, that's not good enough for you. So, you know, you want to get them back, you know, and so on. You know, well, it starts with a little, you know, once you disobey the word of God in a little place, you know, and so forth, then you're going to keep on disobeying the word of God. You know, once you think any part of God's word doesn't matter, I've heard people say, well, that doesn't matter. Well, it's a little lie. A little leaven. Amen? That's right. And the leaven's the whole lump. Every word of God is pure. Everything that's in the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, so, and then, you know, for unforgiveness, you know, pretty soon they can't forgive anybody. You know, you carry this on your burdens and your shoulder and so forth, might send you to your grave. An early grave. You know, and there is nobody that goes away from this world with unforgiveness in their heart that's going to go to heaven. Hello? I don't care what you did on earth. You know, if you have that unforgiveness, God, Jesus said, except you forgive everyone, your brother, his trespasses, neither will I forgive you. Point blank, he said in Matthew chapter 18. And then there is pride and arrogance and so forth like that. Well, of course, you know that that's the first thing that got that devil, you know, he used to be a highly exalted cherub that was, you know, close to God. You know, but because of the brightness of his glory and everything and so forth like that, he even had music, he had pipes, he had great things inside of him, and, you know, he had understanding and so forth. And he began to think, well, gee, you know, why is it only God that can do these things? I can do this too. And I set up shop over here, you know, I feel like the Most High, you know, I can do all of these things and so forth. And a little pride began to enter into his heart, you know, pretty soon become a stronghold. And God said, I will bring you down to hell. And that's where the devil is going. Amen. Praise God. I always like to remind the devil that he is going to hell. Praise God. Sure. You know, of course, the devil would say, well, you know, don't talk about it. I'll leave you alone. I will talk about it. Amen. God, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And I'm gonna tell you people too, you know, there's only one way that you really can pull down these strongholds. We're gonna do some of it here this morning, you know, but I'm going to show you how to do it in your life even when you're not at church. Amen. Amen. No one, Jesus said, can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods. Except what? He first bind that strong man. And I guarantee you, you cannot bind a strong man unless you are stronger.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, I do a little bit of workout and so forth. So if I pick one of these tiny little kids in here today and tell him to try to come and put my hands behind, he can't do it. Because I am stronger than him. You know. But if you were stronger, then maybe you might be able to force my hands behind my back. See, but we are the ones that have the strength of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He has given us, you know, he said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You know, so the first thing that you need to do, you recognize the power that you have. And then you need to go into the stronghold of the devil and bind him. Hallelujah. We need to bind the devil. You say, how do you bind the devil? Well, it's spiritually. You know, you cripple him. Hallelujah. By the word. This is how you do it. You know, just so you make no mistake about it. This is how the Lord, he spoke. He said, when he saw darkness and he didn't like it, he said, let there be light.
That's right.
And there was light. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now when we see the works of darkness, of course, you know, I said it before and I say it again. The way that you overcome darkness is to turn on the light.
Right.
Hallelujah. So you must turn on the light. But also you can say it this way. You know, let the arrows of the enemy and the wicked be broken.
Amen.
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 Let it happen in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it will happen. Well, of course, you know, you must be walking in the light for that to happen. Praise God. And I can say, let the plans of the enemy be brought to confusion.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let his captives be set free.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And he will begin to do it. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. And then for yourself, you can say, look, you know, the imaginations, the thoughts and stuff like that the devil brings to you to do the wrong thing. Amen. You can say, get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
And if you don't learn how to do that, well, let me say to you this morning, point blank, you must learn how to do that.
Amen.
You must, you know, there's this commercial, they say, you know, just do it. Well, what about just say no? Amen.
Amen.
Just say no to the devil. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you say, devil, get thee behind me, Satan. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, you actually, you know, some people actually tell you that it is impossible to live a righteous life. Well, that's a little lie and a little leaven. And pretty soon it becomes a delusion. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Even as your heavenly Father is perfect. And when God appeared to Abraham, Genesis 17 and 1, he said, Abraham, I am thy shield, an exceeding great reward. Walk down before me and be thou perfect. Now that's something that God requires. And if it wasn't possible, he wouldn't require it. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you agree with that?
Amen.
It is possible. You know, and we know that he has already made every way for us to walk in that righteousness. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for thy great name's sake. Hallelujah. And so you must begin to refuse the thoughts of the enemy. Now, all these things, a little disobedience to your parents and so forth, these things will keep you from the blessings of God. Hello? Honor thy father and thy mother so that it may be well with thee. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, and everything that God has commanded in the word, we must do it just the way he said it. You cannot change the rules. You can't rewrite the word of God. You cannot make things up as you go. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Hello? That's what Jesus said. Now, these strongholds that I'm going to call out this morning, we are going to pull them down. If you believe that, you can say amen.
Yeah.
Strongholds of all kinds of unrighteousness. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. Strongholds of fornication. That's prevalent among young people. You know, there's a spirit that is working and so forth. You know, and all of that. Strongholds of disobedience. You know, strongholds, even strong, you know, I'll tell you something, and the Lord just brought this to my mind. There's even strongholds of gluttony. Hello?
Amen.
Just like you have strongholds of addiction to alcoholism, substance abuse, drugs, and so forth like that. Some people actually have strongholds of addiction to food. It's a stronghold. You know. Because of that, some people can't even fast. And because of that, they can't pray. Well, anything that has control over your life is a stronghold. All some, you know, some things may be lawful, but Paul said, I'm not going to let anything control me. And if anything can control you and you can't say no, you know, if you can see food and you can't say no, then it becomes a stronghold. Hello? You may think, well, why can that be a stronghold? Well, because it has already controlled you. You know, the same thing with substance abuse. With every little thing and so forth like that, you know. And you let anything control you. You young people, don't even try anything once. Hello, somebody. Don't try it even just once. And I read some things about, some of these strong things like meth and so forth. You know, just once will kill you. Hello? And if you try some of these things once, if it doesn't kill you, it'll get in your system and it is going to take the power of the Holy Ghost to get it out. Because it gets into your system and becomes a stronghold. You know, and people who are like that, they crave and so forth like that. You know, so everything that you are craving for except the glory and presence of God is a stronghold that needs to be broken. Anybody still with me? The only thing that you should be craving for is the glory and the presence of God. If you're craving for anything else, it's a stronghold. Get away from it. None of those things should control you. Praise God. You know, God has given us all richly all things to enjoy. We can enjoy things that we want. We can enjoy food. We can enjoy anything we want. You know, but they must not have control over us. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. But don't you ever, don't you ever listen to the sly old devil that tells you, it's a little harmful, sometimes just a little bit. Well, pretty soon it becomes not just a little bit. Amen? It becomes a stronghold. Now, here's what I'm going to do here this morning. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, we are told that we should cast aside the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. Now, some of the things that I've mentioned in here this morning are strongholds that many people are dealing with. You know, some of you may be dealing with a stronghold of disobedience to the voice of the Lord. You know, it started just a little thing. When the Lord told you a little something, you say, it doesn't matter. Pretty soon, you can't hear His voice anymore. That's a stronghold. Because you're already going in the opposite direction. It needs to be broken. Sin and unrighteousness and all of these things are strongholds. And of course, when we talk of strongholds, there's also sickness and disease and chronic sicknesses and diseases, that have plagued people for years. Those are also strongholds which Jesus already broke. Hallelujah! And we should not let that yoke be put upon us again. And then of course, when we talk of strongholds, people often think of sexual addiction, alcoholism addiction, drug abuse, and all of these things. Of course, those are strongholds too. And they are serious strongholds. Praise God. But there are even some more subtle strongholds. There are strongholds of the works of the flesh, like backbiting and gossip and unforgiveness and pride. And these things will keep you from the glory of God. In fact, these things will keep you from the kingdom of God. Hello, somebody. You say, but I went to church, but I did all of this. Well, they did too in Matthew 7 and 21. And Jesus told them, not everybody that says unto me, Lord, Lord, or shout the victory, or jump up and down, will enter in the kingdom of God. The paraphrasing is mine. But he said, because on that day they shall come to me and say, Lord, did we not do mighty works or prophesy in your name and cast out devils and do all of these other things? But they had some strongholds in their life. Because Jesus said unto them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never, never, and that's strong. I never knew you. Because they had a stronghold of sin. Now, living a double life, that's a stronghold. Hello? And most people are living double lives. They come to church, shout the victory and so forth, and then the next thing they sneak around and so forth and do that which they already know not to do. Now, you young people, you listen to me today. Quit living that double life. Let your yea be yea, and let your nay be nay. And it's not only young people, it's everybody too. But especially, the young people. Hallelujah. Now, there is hope. Amen? There is hope. Praise God. Is there hope for us?
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. There is always hope in the Lord. Now listen to this. He said, rejoicing in hope, Romans chapter 12. Patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And if I may add, fervent prayer. And so today there is hope, you know, for anybody that is struggling with anything that you know that is contrary to God's will and has become a stronghold in your life. It may be for yourself, it may be for a loved one, but there is hope here this morning. And the Lord said, we must pull down the stronghold. So I want everybody to stand to their feet if they would here this morning. We must pull down the strongholds. Hallelujah. We must root out. We must cast and throw down. And we must destroy the works of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want to ask everybody to denounce the works of the devil here this morning. All the little foxes that spoil the mind. There are little things in your life that have become a stronghold. We started out as a little something. You know, that's how people get addicted to anything. It's a little something. You know, alcoholism starts out with a little sip of a strong drink. You know, and pretty soon, you know, it messes with their senses and so forth like that. You know, everything else, substance abuse starts with a little something. You know, fornication starts with a little something. You know, loss of the eye. It goes that way and so forth. And looks at that something and so forth. Starts a little something. And then soon they are drawn away and all of that. You know. And everything else and all of these things that we have described today. Even things that seemed initially almost harmless. Like playing a video game. It may become a stronghold. Because all of a sudden, you know, they're so entrenched in it. Can't get away from it. And most of the time, it's the wrong spirit that's behind that. Demons. And different things. You need to see what some of those things do, you know. And then you know what. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Some of those video games are like killing people, shooting, and doing all these things, and so on and so forth, like that. And people rejoice in those things, and so forth. There's demon spirits behind all those things, yeah. And it's going to get even stronger, you know, as the age closes out. Now, today, there are many, many strongholds. There's a lot more that I could cover, but I want to break it here because of time, and I'm going to pray. Now, but I'm going to give everybody a chance this morning to come and rid yourself of any stronghold that the Holy Spirit has convicted you of since the time I've been preaching. I want you to come quickly because I'm going to pray the prayer that's going to set you free. Now, some of you even have a stronghold of financial indebtedness. Compulsive shopping. It's a stronghold. You go to the store, you don't even mean to buy something, but you must buy it just because you saw it. Even when you can't afford it. That's a stronghold, saith the Lord. And that needs to be broken. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may also be in here this morning standing for somebody else. The strongholds that need to be broken. Praise God. You may be living a double life. That's a stronghold that needs to be broken. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Bible says, because the Lord is at hand. Let your yea be yea, and let your nay be nay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to come closer, everybody. Come a little bit closer. Come a little bit closer, and I'm going to pray. This morning. You are here this morning because there's a stronghold that you want the Lord to deliver you from. Because the Holy Spirit convicted you as I was speaking that there are strongholds in your life. You do things that you know you shouldn't do. You don't do things that you know you ought to do. But you feel powerless. You can't get out of it. That's a stronghold. Now lift up your hands, everybody that's in here this morning. Lord Jesus, help everybody that is here today. I want to hear an amen. Help everybody that is here today, Lord, to break the strongholds that are in their lives. In Jesus' name. Sometimes these strongholds, there are even some old generational things that came into your lives. But we are no longer supposed to be under those generational curses, because Jesus has abolished all of that. But some of us are still living under those generational things. I've heard people blaming some stronghold in their life, you know, to something they acquired from their parents or something like that. Every one of us shall give account of ourselves to the Lord. Can't blame anything on anybody else. You need deliverance for yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Financial irresponsibility is a stronghold. Compulsive shopping is a stronghold. Lying, fornication, a little drinking, too much drinking, and all of these things that do not glorify the temple of the Lord, or the Lord in His temple. These are strongholds that need to be broken. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Lord Jesus, in your power and through the power in your name and through the power that is in your name, I come against these strongholds in the lives of God's people. Now, let my people go. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I charge you by the word of the Lord. You know, ye shall observe to do according to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And you shall not depart from the left or the right. And never say that the word of God doesn't matter. That leads to a stronghold. Double lie is a stronghold. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, set your people free. In Jesus' mighty name. The spirit of a living God is upon me to bring liberty to the captives, and I command the opening of the prison doors.
Right.
Hallelujah. Now, some of you came in here this morning with a heavy burden in your heart. Jesus, the burden lifted her. Hallelujah. I pray even now that you feel that blessed assurance. That you feel that boundless love of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there's so many people in here this morning. I can't pray for all of you one by one. But I believe that the power of God is present to heal and to deliver you. And I encourage you to believe God, because the spirit of humility was upon you that made you to come out this morning. You didn't come out just because I said it, but you came out because the spirit of God convicted you. And in this place shall be deliverance this morning. Every one of you that want deliverance in here, I want you to just kneel down for a few minutes. Those of you that are here, just kneel down for a few minutes right here at the altar. And let's call upon the name of the Lord. And let's see what God is going to do. Because we want to make sure that you don't go away from here today with any of these strongholds in your life. We want to make sure that it is finished. Just like Jesus said. Hallelujah. Now, Lord Jesus, the Spirit of a living God, move upon these people, Lord. Hallelujah. Everything that is contrary in them, I pull it out in Jesus' name. Pull it out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come out. All the unclean spirits, come out of the people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the spirits of disobedience, the spirits of darkness, come out of the people in Jesus' name. And let the light of God lighten upon their hearts, every one of them, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Amen.
In fact, the Lord is a stronghold of His own, in His own right. The Bible says in Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, the Lord is a stronghold to them that fear Him. Hallelujah. That is the only stronghold that we want in our life. He is the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, there are strongholds of addiction, drug addiction, substance abuse, alcoholism, or whatever in this place. Losing the people, Lord.
Yes,
set them free by the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Break the yoke.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want you to denounce that addiction. I want you to denounce it. I want you to say, you know, it is over in Jesus' name. You will have no part in me. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh and had no part in me. Losing them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let the light of your glory shine. Shine upon them. Break the yoke. Break the yoke. Break the yoke. In Jesus' mighty name. The spirit of disobedience. The spirit of rebellion that's working the children of disobedience. Break. We break the yoke in Jesus' mighty name. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Now cry unto God, every one of you that is here. Cry unto God for yourself. Cry unto God. Cry unto God. Cry unto God. Cry unto God. The Bible says, call upon me and I will answer you. Call upon me and I will answer you. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass that everyone that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Some of you are suffering from fear. The Lord sets you free in Jesus' mighty name. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Break the yoke. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Anger, wrath, strife. These are strongholds. Set them free. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may stand to your feet. May all stand to your feet and put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.